Now look what it says in Ephesians 4, verse 30. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. Now, what does it mean to grieve the Holy Spirit of God? Someone throw out an answer. Yeah, sin. Okay? Right? Because it gives you a list of sins even previous to that in Ephesians chapter 4. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you. You know, it tells you all these things. And these are sinful things that a person can commit. So when you partake in bitterness and evil speaking and wrath and, you know, not just the sins that are mentioned in Ephesians 4, but other sins, what are you doing? You actually grieve the Holy Spirit of God. Okay? Now notice that, look what it goes on to say. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. So think about that. Because this is a verse we often use, but we don't really think about the depth of this verse. Because what it's saying is this, don't grieve the Holy Spirit of God because he actually dwells within you until the day of redemption. Right. In other words, he has to live with you. Right?
Yeah.
So when you sin, he's not going to leave. He's just not going to empower you, but he's going to be grieved over your sin. Right. And it doesn't say that he's going to leave. It doesn't say he's going to depart. It doesn't say he's no longer going to dwell in you. It says, don't grieve the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed. Until what? Until you sin? Does it say there, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed until the day that you sin, and he's out. He's out of that complex. He's out of that house. He's out of that temple. Just you sin this once, and he's out. No, he says he's there until the day of redemption.
Right.
And what is the day of redemption? Day of redemption is synonymous with the resurrection. Synonymous with the rapture. Synonymous with the second coming of Christ. When we receive the redemption of our body. Okay? And so this proves here that, yeah, you can still sin. Not giving permission to sin. But I'm saying you can sin and the Holy Spirit of God will not leave you. Now, I will say this is that the Holy Spirit of God will not empower you. Why? Because if you're sinning, you're walking in the flesh. You're fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. You're not walking in the Spirit. You're not filled with the Spirit. And they that mind the things of the flesh, you know, they're going to reap corruption. Understand? So there's going to be a penalty to pay. There's consequences to those actions. But the point that I'm making is the fact that, you know, you can still grieve the Holy Spirit of God, and the Holy Spirit will not leave you because of that. Now, people will take what I'm saying and say, can you believe what this guy's saying? He's giving people permission to sin. He's making, you know, giving place for sin for people. No, I'm just telling you that people will sin.
Amen.
Here's the funny thing. Oh, you're just giving people license to sin. People don't need a license to sin.
Right.
People will sin with or without a license. Okay? They will sin when they're Christians, before they're Christians. They sin all the time.
Right.
Okay? Now, I'm not saying they commit every sin, you know, on the list, but they will commit sin.
Right.
Because even if they stop committing fornication, even if they stop drinking and they stop, you know, doing whatever, they can have the tendency to commit other sins such as pride,
yep.
Such as covetousness,
right.
Such as lust in their heart. And these are still sins that the body commits, you understand?
Right.
And so, and no one 100% of the time walks in the Spirit this side of eternity. Except for Jesus Christ.
Amen.